RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you get a good Christmas gift?
When was Christmas? All right, guys. See ya.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times trying to get a little something out of the old ball coach, Ben Johnson, but no surprise, by Friday, that was during probably the noon hour, Ben Johnson said, I don't even know when Christmas was. When was Christmas? Well, I can tell you it was yesterday. That's why you're listening to me, Judson Richards, in for Raheemy Harrison-Grody. You will hear the smooth tones of Lawrence Holmes coming away at 2 o'clock. He will be joined by Zach Zabin, and they will be talking to Olin Kreutz coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Then we got Bulls basketball for you on the Score. The Bulls, they're on another run, this time back in the good column. The Bulls have won four in a row. They got the 76ers, 6:15 pregame, and tip-off at 6:30 this evening. Here the Bulls and the Sixers on the Score. Also, a reminder, you are listening to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. You do have a chance to get back in on this topic. We'll open those phone lines again because we've been asking you our poll question today, just under about 1,000 votes on this one. We've been asking you, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? Your options, I'm convinced, or that you need to see more. 312-644-6767. The further we go along throughout the day, the more optimism we start to see. We have climbed our way to 34.6% of you saying, I'm convinced. 65% of you say that they need to see more. I was looking at the matchup predictor on ESPN.com between the Bears and the 49ers. The 49ers, according to ESPN Analytics, have a 60.8% chance to win this football game. 60.8 versus 38.8% chance against the Chicago Bears. I certainly wouldn't guess it to be that lopsided. The Bears and 49ers are both 11-4. 49ers have won five in a row, although no Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa, no Brandon Ayuk, which is a very strange conversation. Bears are on a two-game winning streak. But the Bears certainly plenty to play for, heading towards could be the one seed, maybe even the two seed. I think if the Ravens beat the Green Bay Packers Saturday night, and then if the Bills win Sunday afternoon, the Bears have a chance to be the two seed before the game even begins on Sunday night. But I do think it will be a challenge for the Ravens to knock off the Green Bay Packers, although I still haven't seen if Jordan Love is back or not. But 312-644-6767. And one of our big themes throughout the show today has been, it's not that I'm stuck on Saturday night, which we just saw, that you know that miraculous game as the Bears came from behind. But I would like to go back there and relive that moment because it was pretty spectacular. And I find ourselves a little bit back in a new existence where we are as of now. And it's not just about what we saw happen. first of all, the most important thing is the Bears punched their ticket to get into the playoffs. And what happened the last time the Bears were in the playoffs, that 12-4 2018 team with Matt Nagy, that reset expectations. So you do something great, and whether it's, you know, the entire time Nagy is there or the years that follow, you have now reset expectations of who you are as an organization. So you had that, and then you also had what I believed is on prime time, it was like the moment met as DJ Moore came down with that football. You saw your head coach and your quarterback be what we've wanted to be for so long in Chicago, and that is the ultimate cohesion. Because those two spectacular throws by Caleb, the one to Jahdae Walker and the other to DJ Moore, were both within the play that was called. There was no Houdini act. There was no spinning out of it. It was just pure, unadulterated, great play calling and perhaps an even better delivery of the football. A guy who knows something about throwing some big passes, here's what Matt Ryan had to say on CBS about that throw that Caleb made to DJ.
This is what Caleb Williams has been all year. Clutch in the biggest moments of the game. And that's the one thing I don't think you can coach. I think that is in your DNA. You're hardwired to play that way. He has cleaned up so many different things in his game, which has put them in position to be successful at the end of ball games. But that throw at the end.
Wow.
It was perfect. We used to call it a field post, and you drop back off that play action. You're looking if there's space to that spot. You put it out there, and you let them run. You cannot throw it any better than he threw it right there because the coverage was excellent. But to step up in those kind of situations, to not be scared of the moment, to not be gun-shy and let that thing rip and put it right where it is, and then his reaction after, that's what he expects of himself. There's no like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this just happened. It is, that's what I do.
That's what I do.
And I think there is something brewing in Chicago. It's a changing of the NFC North structure. It's a changing of that building. And I think this is what you need to have happen as a young player is to get more consistent, to have all of those things. But you need results to then come back and build confidence for the entire organization. When you have that position right, it changes the entire feeling of the building.
Well, he said changing the structure of the NFC North. That was Matt Ryan on CBS. A couple notes on that throw by Caleb, by the way. He's the only Bears quarterback with a passing touchdown in the final 30 seconds of the fourth quarter and in overtime in franchise history. Also, Caleb became the first player ever to throw a passing touchdown in overtime with an air distance of at least 50 yards. So all that, not only beating the Green Bay Packers, which propelled you into the playoffs for the first time since 2018, that game to me, it felt like a new existence.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, former Bear Greg Kyle Long, does he feel like this is a championship caliber team?
It's unbelievable. It's like
I don't have the words to explain to you how many times my heart as a fan and as a player has been ripped out by this football team. And sometimes it's because there's really good teams in the division. Sometimes it's because the schedule doesn't work. And sometimes it's because the other teams are better. Well, this year, for the first time in a very long time, that Chicago Bears team is better than most of the teams they're playing against. And if they're not, they're probably tougher. And it showed against that Packers team last week. That's indicative of championship culture. And Ben Johnson has done that in Chicago. The belief in that building, the intensity day to day. Remember last year we'd watch these guys, some bad body language, right? From the quarterback to the receiver, guys on defense. None of that this year. This team have been pulling themselves up all season long. They're never out of it. Their style of play, run the football, don't turn it over, create turnovers on defense. That's how you win championships, bro.
That's Kyle Long on CBS. Got a good bro in there in the end. You know, the physicality... The physicality in that game on Saturday, like, the Bears took it to the Packers, right? I mean, I'm not just talking about Jordan Love being concussed, which, you know, two players put their heads down. I didn't find it to be dirty, but it's a very dirty game to begin with. But you did feel like physically the Bears took it to the Packers, but, you know, it was over the top, literally over the top by DeMarco Jackson crowd surfing to get that 15-yard penalty. Austin Booker had two of them. But I'll say this, like, They didn't match the magnitude of that game properly because of all the penalties that they had, but they didn't shrink. I felt like they really matched who their head coach was or is in Ben Johnson, and kind of balls to the wall. Like that trick play that was an abomination. That's Ben Johnson saying, instead of being timid by the moment of this, I'm going all in. And I felt like we saw the team go all in as well. And I'd rather see it go that than be less than. You know, I think about Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens, where a couple times they've drastically changed their play calling when they got to the playoffs, and they kind of overcorrected, and it felt like the moment made them timid. Instead, I felt like the Bears went the complete opposite, just balls to the wall. Now, you will need to dial that back, but I feel much more confident in a team that will dial it up instead of dialing it down when you're playing the game of football. 312-644-6767. Sean's ducking a couple phone calls. Gus in Romeoville has been patient with us. Hey, Gus, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Okay, good day, gentlemen. Just so you can understand something. I'm up in age. I'm 75, and I've been following the Bears since 1958. But I'm also a PBA member of the Professional Bowlers Association. I'm a senior bowler, and wow, I have disability. I need a hip replacement. But I want all of you to understand something. I do believe that the Bears are a strong team. But the problem that I see is there's something that maybe some of you should understand. Okay? There's a thing called if you don't produce, you don't get paid. Now, as a professional bowler, I have to put up $500, $600 for my tournaments that I enter. If I don't produce, I don't get paid. So now, right now, the offense is with Ben Johnson doing great. But here's the problem with the defense. You got the defensive front line that are getting paid millions of dollars not to produce. And this is wrong. And eventually, Dennis Allen is going to have to make a decision to set those front linemen.
Gus, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. No, you're right. The defensive line will absolutely need to be better. They will, the defensive line. They'll have to get to Brock Purdy, which isn't going to be easy with how well that offense is playing. The 49ers have won five consecutive games, averaging 34 points a game. And Gus, by the way, best of luck to you moving forward as a professional bowler. Getting healthy, getting right. At 75 years old, keep on spinning, Gus. 312-644-6767. Jeff is with us in Minnesota. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
How are you doing there, Justin? How's it going, brother?
I'm doing well, Jeff. You?
Good. Merry Christmas. Doing great. Just at work, trying to get through this last day. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question. First of all, you have a 12-14. Okay, in Chicago, that has a bend-but-don't-break defense, mm-hmm, has good special teams, inconsistent, and a clutch quarterback. So I say, hell yeah, they can win. I mean, that's the part. You can control the clock with your running game. Yeah, you have a chance. Now, they need to show me more, though, for me to say that they will win, if that makes sense.
Jeff,
also, I like to just yes.
Now, Jeff, thanks for the phone call. We're up against it here a little bit. But you're right. You know, I guess you could make it as simple as, of course, they have a chance because they've gotten in the dance. Of course, they have a chance because they're getting into the playoffs. But this isn't a team sneaking in at 8-8, right? Didn't the 2020 team sneak in at 8-8? I mean, this, you know, this is not that type of sneak-in situation. And I still say, by the way, our poll question that we've had some great calls on today, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl-caliber team, or do you need to see more? 65% say you need to see more. 34% of you say, I'm convinced. When you have, I guess I would call them a young team. I think more importantly, you have a new coaching staff still implementing and still getting healthy, by the way, where you can't put a ceiling on something that is still evolving. Right now, do they have the body talent? Do they have the physicality to win at the line of scrimmage enough to make a quarterback uncomfortable? That I'm not convinced of as of yet. Because if you want to win in the playoffs, you got to at some point make the quarterback uncomfortable. I think the greatest example of that, because we've been watching, we've all been kind of fascinated by 44-year-old Phillip Rivers. That arm strength.
It's been interesting, right?
Yeah, it has been. And it reminds me of the Peyton Manning Denver Broncos Super Bowl championship. Because remember, Peyton was hurt. Brock Osweiler like took his job. But then Brock had a terrible game against the San Diego Chargers, and then they're like, we're going back to the old guy. And very much like Peyton or like Phillip Rivers, they couldn't throw it at all, but damn it, they could recognize the defense. If it was as simple as, let's run the ball the other direction. Like, instead of going right, let's go left. Right? He could recognize how to attack a defense, although had no arm strength. So how in the world does Peyton Manning with no arm win a Super Bowl? That Denver defense. That vaunted Denver defense. Speaking of Von Miller and that defense. And if you watch that AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots, they hit Tom Brady in their first play, and Tom Brady's feet were not set the rest of the game. That was the year where Cam Newton didn't even bother to dive on the football because they beat him up so badly against the Carolina Panthers, his MVP year. So once you get to the playoffs, if you do not want to get carved up because it – now this year could be a little bit different, but the deeper that you get in the playoffs, the better the quarterback play is going to get. Why does it matter? Because you're assuming you will be facing better quarterbacks as you get into the dance. If you cannot move them off the spot, if you run into Jordan Love is deadly from the pocket. If you do not move him around, it's shown all season. He will carve you up. Great on third down, great on blitzes. You have to move them off the spot. So if that's the reason why you're concerned, it's legitimate. But I was impressed by Austin Booker against the Packers. Montez Sweat's been playing really, really well. And damn it, it would be nice to get Kyler Gordon back with that nickel blitz, right? I mean, that would really be something. You get Roma Dunze back. As one of our callers said, you just never know what can happen.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.